topic's going to be about a very, you know, motivating movie that I saw on Netflix. And usually you'll find a movie like this every once in a while, but this one really caught my attention. In the beginning, I wasn't really interested in what the movie was about, but, you know, I gave it a shot, and I kind of just based it off the reviews and how many, you know, out of 100% people are liking it. I think it was like a 98 out of 100, so I'm like, okay, let's go. Let's give it a shot. So I immediately, you know, started watching the movie. And, you know, it was motivating. It was a boxing movie. It was a really, you know, fascinating story. I don't want to ruin it, but the movie's on Netflix, and it's called Bleed for This. Now, the reason I bring this movie up is because towards the end, the boxer's getting interviewed by a lady that says, you know, what's the biggest lie you've ever heard? And the boxer says, it's not that simple. And then he said, that's the biggest lie I've ever heard. Because it is simple. In reality, you know, he overcame all these obstacles, and people are always going to say, you know, things in life are going to be pretty tough. But in reality, you're only going to make it tough. So, you know, in this case, this guy couldn't even move, you know, the boxer, the character, couldn't even move. He was in a halo, you know, with all those bolts around his head, and due to, you know, a traumatic injury in a car crash. And it was really, you know, devastating. It was kind of eye-opening on how you're on top of the world, and next thing you know, you lose everything, you know, from making lots of money to literally sitting in a bed for months. So it's devastating how something like that could happen to, you know, someone who, in reality, you know, this happened to who was a good person. You know, he didn't really do anything bad to anyone. He didn't really, you know, have any problems with people. He was just there at the wrong time, and, you know, things like that are gonna happen. You know, that's the uncontrollable. Yeah, maybe he could have done something a little bit different to get out of that situation. But, you know, as we watch in the movie, it's like, oh, okay, now you see why. You know, maybe he's not putting himself in the best situation. But in the end, you know, the biggest take out of this is, you know, never giving up on your dreams. You know, just going at it completely is the best thing you could do. And, you know, always following your dreams, whether you're told you can't do anything anymore, and just pushing every single day, you know, one bit at a time. As I'd say, honestly, one day at a time is the best solution. You know, you can't think of the big picture. You can't think in time, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to grant you. So just continue to motivate yourself and push yourself, and you might not get the results, you know, maybe in a week or two, but in a month maybe you will. So continue just seeing the big picture.